While he was in difficulties and trials, he could still hide in God's presence.
我们讲过, 我们的神何等的渴望, 我们能够住在他里面。
And we talked about how desirable that God wants us to dwell in him.
他也住在我们的里面。
He also wants to dwell in us too.
他要成为我们的一个隐蔽处, 叫我们能够与他来相会。
And he wants to be the hiding place so that we can meet with him.
我们一起来读一下诗篇第61篇。
Let's together read Psalm chapter 61.
从第一节读到第四节,
verse 1 through 4.
请我们一起来读。 大卫的诗交与灵长用诗弦的乐器神啊求你听我的呼求侧听我的祷告我心里发昏的时候我要从地极求告你求你领我到那比我更高的磐石因为你做过我的避难所做过我的坚固台脱离仇敌我要永远住在你帐幕里 我要投靠在你翅膀下的隐秘处。在这里是大卫的诗。And
right here is the psalm from David.
他说神啊求你听我的呼求侧耳听我的祷告。And
he said, hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer.
当大卫在危难的时候他向神有一个祷告。When
David was in trouble, he also had this prayer toward God.
他里面真的知道神是他的避难所。
Within him, he clearly understood that God is his refuge.
神做他的坚固台。
And God will be that strong tower.
让他能够脱离仇敌。
Against his foes.
在诗篇27篇里面, 大卫讲到说, 神将他高举在那个磐石上面。
And the Psalm chapter 27 talked about that God has lifted up on top of that rock.
高过四面的仇敌,
higher than all foes.
那这一个磐石今天可以成为我们藏身之处。
And this rock today can become our refuge.
大卫下面讲到说, 我要永远住在你的帐幕里。
And later on, David talked about, I will forever dwell in your tent.
我要投靠在你翅膀下的隐秘处。
And I will take the refuge in the shelter of your wings.
今天我们会读到好几处的经节都讲到那个翅膀下。
And today we're going to read several chapters that talk about the shadow of his wings.
主耶稣在马太福音23章特别讲到说他愿意将他的儿女召集好像母鸡把小鸡召集在他的翅膀底下。
And in Matthew chapter 27, Christ Jesus talked about he wants to gather us all in just like the mother chicken gathers all the chicks in.
无论外面有多少的危险,
regardless how dangerous the outside is,
但是这些小鸡在母鸡的翅膀遮蔽底下,
however, those chicks hide under the wings of their mother,
他们能够享受那个安息,
and they can feel the comfort and they can enjoy that peace,
享受那个保护,
and they can enjoy that protection.
有好多次在火灾的当中,
and many times there's an arson or fire.
当人们发现说那一个母鸡的身体都被烧焦了。
Many people discovered that the mother chicken was already burned.
但是那个小鸡在它翅膀的底下。
However, the chicks are still under his wings.
今天我们的神要召聚我们来到他的里面。
And today that God wants to gather us to hide in him.
他将我们遮藏。
So that he can protect and hide us.
他来保护我们,
and he comes to protect us.
叫我们不受仇敌的欺凌,
so we cannot be bullied by our enemies.
在这里有一个隐秘处,
and right here is a refuge.
是我们可以藏身在主的里面,
which we can hide in the presence of our Lord.
大卫他说, 他永远住在你的帐幕里。
And David here talked about, I long to dwell in your tent forever.
我们知道大卫他实在是一位超时代的人。
And we know that David is beyond his age.
在大卫的时候, 他虽然看见了圣殿的样式,
at his dispensation, he saw this shape of temple.
但是神没有叫大卫把那个圣殿盖起来。
However, God did not allow David to build up this temple.
所罗门把圣殿建起来。
It was Solomon who built up this temple.
在圣殿的当中有圣所, 有至圣所。
And within this temple, there's a sanctuary and holy of holies.
那在这两个当中有一个幔子将它阻隔。
And there was a curtain that separates two.
大祭司不能 随时的进去，只有一年一次才能进到至圣所的里面。
The highest priest cannot willingly go in whenever they want to, but they have to do it once a year.
而且我们讲过，他进去没有不带着血的。
And they went in have to bring blood.
Yeah, with blood.
They have to go in with the blood.
但是在这里，大卫讲说，我要永远住在你的帐幕里面。
And here David talked about, I long to dwell in your tent forever.
这里有另外一个帐幕。
And there is another tent.
叫做大卫的帐幕。
It is the tent of David.
那个时候，圣殿还没有盖起来。
Back then, the temple was still under construction.
但是大卫把约柜迎来。
But David welcomed the ark in.
把它放在大卫的帐幕里面。
And placed the ark within the tent of David.
他设立那些歌唱的。
And he arranged all the service.
那些能够一同来敬拜的。
For all the worshippers.
他们能够侍立在约柜的前面。
And they will serve before the ark.
大卫说他要永远住在帐幕里。
And David said, I long to dwell in the tent forever.
这是一个何等有福的人。
What a blessed person.
随时可以来到至圣所。
And he can approach this holy place whenever he wants to.
来到施恩宝座的面前。
And come to the throne anytime.
大卫所经历所看见的。
What David has seen and experienced.
是说到今天我们在新约时代神的儿女。
And speaks of the children of God in the New Testament.
这是我们才能蒙的福分呢。
And only us can enjoy this blessing.
因为耶稣基督他已经为我们受死。
Because Christ Jesus has died for us.
他的身体为我们裂开。
And his body has been broken.
圣经告诉我们说那个幔子就是他的身体。
And the Bible talks about the curtain itself is Christ himself.
今天从圣所到至圣所中间阻隔的幔子已经裂开了。
And today, from the sanctuary to the Holy of Holies, the curtain has been torn.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到至圣所里面。
And fearlessly, we can come to this holy place.
因为耶稣基督他的宝血已经为我们流出来。
Because the precious blood of Christ Jesus has been shed for us.
这个血乃是无瑕疵无斑点神羔羊的宝血。
And this blood is clean, purified, and without stain.
这个宝血说到耶稣基督那超凡美丽的生命。
And this blood talks about this full, beautiful life of Christ Jesus.
为我们献在父神的面前。
And he has offered up.
满足了父神所有公义的要求。
To the Father God and to fulfill all Father's need.
今天这个血在神的面前仍然为我们说出美言。
And today, and this blood is still speaking of goodness before our God.
旧约这些大祭司是一年一次才能进到至圣所。
In the Old Testament, this high priest can only enter into this holy place once a year.
但他们都必须要带着牛羊的血。
And they had to draw blood.
但是我们是永远能够住在帐幕的里面。
However, we can dwell in this tent forever.
我们可以来注视主的荣耀。
And we can gaze upon his glory.
我们能够听见主的慈声。
And listen to his tender voice.
啊，我们能够与主是这样的同住。
And to enjoy the presence.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道这条路已经为我们开通了。
Brother, sister, we have to know that the path has been explored for us.
大卫能够说他要投靠在你翅膀下的隐秘处。
And David said he will take refuge in the shelter of his wings.
主已经把这条路为我们开通了。
And the Lord has trailblazed this path for us.
我们随时可以进到至圣所。
And we can come to this holy place whenever we want to.
主已经为我们预备了这个隐秘处。
And the God has prepared this refuge and hiding place for us.
我们随时可以来藏身在主的里面。
And so anytime that if we were willing, we can just hide inside.
大卫在旧约的时代，他就看见，他就享受这样的一个逾越的恩典。
And in the Old Testament, that David has already foreseen this.
但是今天很多的时候，我们遇见四面危难。
However, today, when we see a lot of difficulties surrounding,
我们像外面的海浪一样的随着它起伏。
We will just like the waves in the ocean jumping up and down a lot of times.
我们遇见仇敌的攻击。
We encounter a lot of attacks from our enemies.
多少时候我们自己在那里忍受。
Many times we endure, we bear.
但是主告诉我们有一个隐秘处。
However, Lord tells us there is a hiding place.
他为我们预备了一个地方，叫我们能够来藏身在他的里面。
He has prepared this hiding place that we can hide in the cleft of him.
在这个里面是高过四面所有的仇敌。
And this area is beyond all the regiment of enemies.
在这里我们能够享受主丰富的同在。
And right here we can enjoy the blessing and the blessing of his presence.
主已经为我们预备了这个地方。
And yes, Lord has prepared this place for us.
但是看我们有没有来到他的里面。
It's up to us if we want to come.
那最近我们家老三他在学校有一个团契去申请做里面的一个职位。
These days, my third daughter Vicky has to apply for a fellowship.
那个是 Simple Faith, 好像一个校园里面的一个基督徒的团契。
It was a simple faith of Christian fellowship.
那他要去申请呢，他要有一张申请表。
In order to apply, she needs to get this application form.
那第一个问题就问说，你和神同行的生活到底是怎么样的？
And the very first question they ask, what is your daily Christian life with God?
那后来我一看的时候，啊，我觉得说真的是蛮感谢主的。
And when I look at this, I give thanks to God.
他就讲到说他非常的喜欢来到神的面前。
And she put down she loves to come to God's presence.
她非常的喜欢来亲近主。
And she said she very much like to draw near to God.
她一到主面前祷告的时候，有一个喜乐从她里面就像是涌上来。
Whenever she prays, there's a joy outflows from her body.
这是她跟主之间的一个关系。
And that is the intimate relationship between her and her God.
当我看的时候，我觉得啊，真的是感谢主。
After I finished reading it, I was much thankful.
经常早上和他一起祷告，一起亲近主的时候，是我从他那里得着很多的帮助。
And every morning when I pray together with her, I gain a lot of joy and confidence from her.
今天我们真的就可以这么简单的就来到主的面前。
And today, it's just simple as it is. We can just draw near to our Lord.
当我们的心就像主一回转的时候，主的那个甘甜喜乐就会充满在我们的里面。
Whenever we turn our hearts back to our Lord, there's a joy and peace outflows.
四面不是没有难处。
We're not saying that there's no difficult situations around us.
不是没有压力在我们的身上。
Not no pressures.
啊，但是我们来到主的里面，享受他是我们的复原。
But we come to enjoy the restoration of Lord whenever we come to hide in Him.
真的，我们投靠在他翅膀下的隐秘处。
And we take refuge under the shelter of His wings.
当我们真的知道我们随时可以藏身在主的里面。
When we realize that we can really come and hide in Him,
在那个翅膀的下的隐秘处
and take the refuge under the shelter of His wings,
我们的主在这里遮藏我们
and our Lord is here to cover us.
真的，无论外面有什么样的攻击
regardless how much temptation we have encountered from outside,
无论环境有多少的难处
and regardless how the environment or atmosphere,
但是我们的主在这里遮盖我们
our Lord is right here covering us.
啊，他在这里保护我们
He is here protecting us.
他在这里负我们完全的责任
and He is here to be responsible and be reliable.
我们可以来亲近他
so that we can just simply draw near to Him.
我们再来读一下诗篇第九十一篇
Let's read Psalm chapter 91.
我们读第一节和第二节
Verse 1 and 2
住在至高者隐秘处的必住在全能者的荫下我要论到耶和华说他是我的避难所是我的山寨是我的神是我所倚靠的第四节他必用自己的鳞毛遮蔽你你要投靠在他翅膀底下他的诚实是大小的盾牌好这边讲到说他用自己的鳞毛要来遮蔽我们
Here talk about he will cover you with his feathers
你要投靠在他翅膀底下
And under his wings you will find refuge
他的诚实是一个大小的盾牌
And his faithfulness will be your shield and rampart
真的讲到我们的主他愿意像母鸡召集小鸡一样的来召聚我们
And that speaks to our Lord just likethe way he wants to gather us in is like the mother chicken gather her chicks.
把那个小鸡召集在母鸡的翅膀底下。
And just to protect the little chicks under her wing.
神用这个来形容他何等的渴望我们能够来到他的面前。
And God used this metaphor to show us how much he wants us to be with him.
神用这个来形容说他何等的渴望他能够真正来保护他的儿女。
So our God signifies that how much he wants us to be with him so that he can protect us.
这边讲到说住在至高者隐秘处的必住在全能者的荫下。
And verse 1 talk about he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of Almighty.
有一个地方叫做隐秘处。
And then there's a place called refuge.
当我们能够住在至高者的隐秘处。
Once we can dwell in this refuge,
我们住在全能者的荫下。
We're actually dwelling under the shadow of the Most High.
到底这个隐秘处在哪里？
Where is this hiding place?
到底我们怎么来寻找到这个隐秘处？
How can we find this special place?
当我们遇见四面难处来到的时候，
When we encounter all the difficulties from our circumstances,
虽然我们也知道主告诉我们说他把他的平安留给我们，
Even though we know that Lord has told us he has left behind his peace,
但是一件事一来的时候，一下子你说到底这个隐秘处在哪里？
One thing that happened that you may start to question, where is this refuge?
我记得在两个礼拜之前，有一天，礼拜四清晨大概两点多的时候，
I remember a couple of weeks ago there was a Thursday morning about 2 a.m.
接到一个电话，
I received a phone call.
是我们家老大打来的。
It was a phone call from our first daughter.
听到她那个声音是很可怕的。
And then I heard her voice was quite dreadful.
她就在那个时候，她在这么晚的时候，她把那个门一开啊，她说把她大拇指整个指甲都掀掉了。
She shared with me that when she opened the door, all her thumb nails was cut off.
她在说她怎么样呀？怎么办？怎么办？要怎么样到医院里面去
？And then she just called me. What should I do? What should I do?
弟兄姊妹，当你在半夜听到这种电话的时候，那是非常这个胆战心惊的。
You know, brothers, sisters, if you hear this kind of phone call in the middle of the night, you know, it's not a good feeling.
当然我们有一定的程序，就告诉他去什么医院，他的同学带他去，然后这些这个什么保险啊，各样资料怎么样传真过去啊，就弄了半天，就突然把他弄完了。
So I just told her that you need to go through this process and have her friends take you to doctors. And yeah, finally we finished that.
后来当我们在交通的时候，
And later on, when I was sharing,
我们就想到说，就在那一个礼拜，
and just at that very same week,
在那一个礼拜的主日，
and that very same Lord day,
他跟我们讲说，他有一个负担，在学校里面要开始一个祷告的聚会。
And she had this burden to start off a prayer meeting.
他觉得说，这么多的年轻人。
And she was sharing with me that there's so many young adults here.
虽然他们也有团契。
Though they have this fellowship too,
但是她觉得说非常需要有人在主面前祷告。
She thinks there's a desperate need to gather people before our Lord to pray.
就记得那一天，她跟我们讲完，我们就一起为她这个事情祷告。
So right after she finished sharing with us, and we pray together with her.
在教会祷告聚会里面也提出来为她这个负担来祷告。
We also shared this at the prayer meeting as a prayer burden.
她那个学校里的祷告会呢，就是在那个礼拜的礼拜四下午要开始。
And the campus on campus. Prayer meeting supposed to start at very same Thursday afternoon.
结果就在那一天的这个早上，什么两点多的时候，就发生了这样的事情。
And then the morning time of that day, this incident happened.
然后我们一起来到主的面前。
So when we come together before our Lord,
我们看见仇敌何等的不愿意神的儿女开始在主面前真实的祷告。
And we see foes that how bad that he detests. Our prayers before our Lord.
我们真实的看见神的心意却是这样的喜悦，他的儿女要起来祷告。
And we really see that how joyful that God sees His children to pray before Him.
我们相信在那个学校里面，的确有好多人需要借着这样的祷告，让仇敌的权势能够崩溃。
And we really know there's a lot of young adults want to do this prayer just to to shatter the attacks of enemies.
当我们认识这是一个属灵的征战。
So once we realize this is a spiritual warfare,
弟兄姊妹，我们住在主的里面。
We, brother, sister, we need to dwell in this hiding place.
我们摸着神宝座上的心意。
And to touch the wheels of his throne.
当我们连于主的时候，一下子所有这些惧怕、胆怯全部都没有了。
Once we're united with God, the fears and the concerns are all gone.
我们说起来，我们继续的祷告。
I would say, stand up. Let's all pray together.
弟兄姊妹，有一个地方叫做隐秘处。
Yes, brothers and sisters, there's a place called refuge.
在这里，我们能够跟神来相会。
In this area, we can reunite with our Lord.
在这里，我们摸着神宝座上的心意。
And right here, we can touch on the will of His throne.
在这里，我们得着保护。
And right here, we gain protection.
的确，今天我们说到了末后的世代。
And today we say this is the end of ages.
征战是越来越猛烈。
And this warfare is going to get severe and severe.
但是我们更需要看见主为我们已经预备的这个隐秘处。
However, moreover, we need to see that this hiding place prepared by our Lord Jesus.
仇敌所做的不过是外面的。
All the enemies can do from outside.
不过是虚假的。
Can only be a counterfeit or faking.
但是今天我们知道主对着我们的保护是真实的。
However, the protection we gain from our Lord is real.
当大卫讲到说我要永远住在帐幕的里面。
And so David talked about I long to dwell in his tent forever.
大卫还不只是看见他所做的一个帐幕。
And David not only see his tent that he lives in,
叫做大卫的帐幕。
It's called the tent of David.
那个帐幕后来是倒塌了。
And later on, that tent was destructed.
但是到圣经里面讲要重修大卫倒塌的帐幕。
And the Bible also talk about let's restore the tent of David.
因为有一个真实的隐秘处，有一个真实的帐幕里与主的相会，那是到永远的。
And however, there is a real tent that lasts forever that we can come to reunite with God whenever we want to.
今天神一直呼召我们
And today God is constantly calling us
来到这个隐秘处
to come to this refuge
来与我们的主相会
and to reunite with our Lord
还要我们来到翅膀的底下
and He desires us to come under His wings
还要成为我们的盾牌成为我们的保护
and He wants to be our shield, our rampart
弟兄姊妹巴不得我们来享受这样的生活
and He desires us to have thisType of lifestyle.
这个隐秘处不是远远在高天之上。
And this refuge is not thousand miles away on heaven.
今天我们住在主里面。
However, today we're living in the presence of our God.
主也住在我们的里面。
He also in us.
随时我们可以进到这个隐秘处。
Anytime we can enter into this refuge.
就在这个时刻，我们藏身在主的里面。
In a moment like this.We can hide in His presence.
我们知道主他永远与我们同在。
And we know our Lord is with us forever.
主永远在这里眷顾我们。
And He's here waiting for us forever.
那下面我们在这边有一点的交通是马太福音第五章。
And now we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 5.
今天我们在实际生活当中，我们都可以来经历，当我们住在主的里面。
Today that we can basically daily encounter how we can live in the presence of Him.
我们让主耶稣基督的生命从我们的身上来彰显来反映。
We can have this life of Christ come out through us.
住在主的生命里。
And to live in His life.
我们一起来读一下。请我们一起来读三十八节。你们听见有话说，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。只是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来由他打。有人想要告你，要拿你的里衣，连外衣也由他拿去。有人强逼你走一里路，你就同他走二里。在这里，我们看见主耶稣告诉他的门徒们告诉许许多多的人是在一个山上讲到天国子民的律例典章。
Right here and on top of the mountain, Christ shared with his disciples about the rules and regulations from heaven.
今天我们不是活在旧约摩西所领受下来的旧约的律法的里面。
And today we're not living under the dispensation of laws of Moses.
在旧约的律法当中呢，以眼还眼，以牙还牙，这是理所当然的。
And under the Old Testament, it is allowable, it is legal to eye for eye, tooth for tooth.
但是主耶稣他要把一个天国另外一个层次的律例典章来告诉我们。
However, Christ Jesus wants to share with us the higher level of rules and regulations.
那这几节圣经也是今天就算是世界上的人，他们也常常来引用的。
And these Bible scriptures are often quoted by a lot of people around the world.
但他们在引用的时候，我想那个点就是说，这是人不可能做到的。
And then they will often the point they want to share is always often say.It's hard for us to do.
或者是来试验基督徒的。
Maybe another point say this is the way to test Christ, test the Christians.
他打了你一下，他说：“哎，你是不是应该左脸也转过来让我打一下
？”Maybe you get struck on the left face. Should you turn your right face also?
但是当我们来读主的话
，But once we read Lord's words,
主耶稣告诉我们，他的话就是灵，就是生命。
Christ told us His word is our life and is our life.
今天我们知道说这几句话，你说看起来就是很简单的白纸黑字的几句话，但是我们又知道说我们人是不可能做到的。
And just read through these scriptures, we kind of have to share that we cannot fulfill this.
打你的右脸，左脸也转过来，怎么样？由他打。
And here it says.If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
有人他说他试过。
And someone told me that he has done this.
但他说试过以后啊，好一阵子那个不是脸痛啊，是那个胃好痛啊。
And he said, what hurts the most is not the face, but the stomach.
因为他的心里真是过不去啊。
And he said he has a struggle in his stomach.
那个委屈啊，那个痛苦啊。
And this sorrow, this suffering that he had to go through.
所以呢，在这里主讲的这么简单的一件事情，但是就我们天然人来讲，我们知道我们做不到。
And just simple points that Christ has shared with us, with our natural lives, we're not able to live up to it.
有人要告你，要拿你的礼衣，连外衣也由他拿去。
And to hear talk about if someone that wants to take your take your inner layer of clothes. You also need to give him the clock.
我们今天没有把礼衣抢回来，就算是不错了。
It's already hard for us to give out the inner layer of clothes.
所以当我们想到说有人强逼你走一里，你就同他走两里。
And how can if someone force you to walk with him for 1 mile?You need to go with him for 2 miles.
所以这个生命的表现还不只是说人家要求你做到这个程度，而是说你还有第二里更高的一个是我们自愿要做出来的。
And the manifestation of the life is not only matching what they request you to do, but also go an extra mile to fulfill their needs.
今天如果说这是主耶稣基督给我们一个新约的命令。
If we say this is the order sent to us for, under the New Testament,
那我们今天每一个神的儿女比旧约那些犹太人啊，我们可能还要痛苦得多。
And it's even tougher time for us to go through as the children under the New Testament.
我们看见那些犹太人，他们守律法已经有好多好多的约束，好多好多的不容易。
As the other Jews have to submit to the laws, and there's a lot of rules and regulations that have to obey.
但是呢，以眼还眼，以牙还牙，真的是还蛮痛快的。
However, eye for eye and tooth for tooth may be easier.
但是今天我们却要爱那些恨我们的人。
However, today we need to love the people who hate us.
为那个逼迫我们的人为他祷告。
And pray for those who suppress us.
那这些都是很难的。
And it's not easy to do.
但是当我们读到主的话。
However, whenever we read the words of our Lord.
当主把话说出来。
And when the Lord has preached out His word to us.
他的话是灵，是生命。
And His word is spirit and His life.
他要我们得着他的生命。
And He wants us to attain His life.
今天这个新约的律例典章不是外面的一个要求。
And the code that is under New Testament today is not required by the Old Testament.
但是是乃是律法写在我们的心板上。
However, it is the code or law that inserted into our heart.
今天若我们在没有在这样的一个律的里面，我们自己里面会失去平安。
Without the regulation or rules of our Lord Jesus, we will lose our peace.
我们里面好像会失去那个与主交通的那个亲密。
We may lose the intimacy of the relationship between us and our Lord.
虽然就我们天然生命来讲，我们觉得哎呀，好难呐。
By our natural lives, we'll say, "Wow, this is too hard."
这个人拿了我的礼衣，我还要把外衣也留他拿去。
And this guy has taken away my inner layer of clothes. I need to give him the coat.
我们可能天然生命的反应就是说，这个人真是岂有此理啊！
And our natural life will respond to that. You know, this is unreasonable.
但是弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们来到主的里面？
However, whenever we come to the presence of our Lord.
在住在主耶稣基督的生命里面
to dwell in his life
你发现说主的生命就是要把外衣也要给人家的生命
and you will realize that his life is like giving out the out layer of clothes to others as well
那这个生命不是我们天然生命有的
and this life is the life that we don't have with our with nature
什么时候你让这个生命从我们里面能够活出来
Okay, we want to live out this life, to have this life flow out through us.
一下子你发现说，原本觉得很不公平的事情，在你里面一下子就过去了。So
a lot of things that you consider as unreasonable was simply passed you by.
原本你可以觉得很受羞辱的事情，一下子你觉得主都担当了。
Many things that you consider as bearing shame has been bared. By our Lord Jesus.
这是我们在生活里面都可以来经历的。
And this is the experience we can have in our daily life.
有时候我们在那里祷告说，主啊，你来保护我，保护我。四面好多的人，我的老板也欺负我，世界上也好多的事情，主你怎么来保护我？
Many times we'll cry to our Lord, Lord, come to protect me and protect me because there's earthly bosses or other people that is taking advantage of me.
但是今天主要我们来经历一件事情
However, today want us to know and experience one thing
经历他的全能正在我们的身上 要来保护我们
And to experience his might and his power of his life that is protecting us indeed right now
我们读一下诗篇17篇第8节
Let's read Psalm chapter 17 verse 8
求你保护我，如同保护眼中的瞳仁，将我隐藏在你翅膀的荫下。弟兄姊妹，这边又讲到把我们隐藏在他翅膀的荫下。And
brother, sister, here also talks about to hide us in the shadow of his wings.
撒迦利亚书告诉我们说，摸你们的，就是摸他眼中的瞳仁。And
the book of Zechariah talks about for whoever touches you. Touches the apple of his eye.
眼中的瞳仁是最不能让人家碰的。And
the apple of one's eyes cannot be touched.
你试试看，有人要来摸你眼中的瞳仁，你是不是一定会有反应的？Man,
just try it. What is the reaction you have if people come in to touch your pupil?
主是告诉我们说，今天有人来摸我们的时候。And
the Lord wants to tell us today when someone wants to come and touch us.
这个摸我们的时候呢，神那里是必定有反应的。And
The reaction, there is also a reaction from God.
那这个反应是非常非常的强的。
And that reaction bears great consequence.
因为摸我们就像摸主眼中的瞳仁。
For those who touch us, it's like touching the eyes of our God.
但是也许我们会问说，今天呢，有人拿了我的礼衣，为什么主就不反应呢？
And a lot of times we may ask, yeah, people also take away our inner layers. How come there's no reaction from God?
主没有反应啊，主说你把你的外衣也给人家。
God did not react to that. God just said, give out your outlay or two.
有人打了我们右脸，我们说主你怎么不反应啊？
And we may also ask God that he has struck on my right face, why you're not reacting to it.
你发现常常主是不反应的。
And you will realize that God often do not respond.
主的反应是什么？
What is his reaction?
左脸在给人家，由他打。
And God said, yeah, turn also another to that.
这是主的反应。
That is God's reaction.
有时候我们没有办法理解。
A lot of times we don't understand.
人家强逼我们走一里，我们说主你赶快来反应啊。
And then people force us to go 1 mile. We may desperately ask God, please respond to that.
主反应是什么？你就由同他走2里啊。
But God's response to you is, walk with him for 2 miles.
弟兄姊妹，神眷顾我们。
Brothers, sisters, God cares.
摸我们的就是摸他眼中的同人。
He who touches us is also like touching the apple of his eye.
但是我们要摸着耶稣基督的生命。
But we also need to touch on the life of Christ Jesus.
当我们住在他生命的里面,
Once we live in his life,
我们知道主是怎么来反应的,
and we know how our Lord will react to certain things.
我们知道主的生命是怎么样来保护我们的,
and we know how the life of Christ that actually protects us.
这是非常非常奇妙的,
and that is a marvelous thing.
我记得我刚开始工作的时候不是太久,
I remember when I just started working.
那时候工作非常的忙碌,
and it was quite busy.
从早上7点钟上班, 一直做到晚上快要7点。
We started work at 7 a.m. and won't get off until 7 p.m.
中午大概就半个小时吃点东西。
It was just half an hour lunch break.
整天下来那个忙碌是没有办法形容的。
And the business and the load of tasks, it was indescribable.
每个礼拜六还要上班的。
Saturdays are also required to work.
所以我做了一段时间以后,
so after a few days or a few weeks of work,
a period of time, 然后我帮一个老板在那里做,
and I was helping this boss.
我觉得我是尽了全力啊,
and I felt I gave my all.
还要帮他做了好多好多的事情,
and I did a lot of projects for him.
结果有一天呢,
But one day,
我们那个整个公司的那个大老板啊, 他就站在那个我的那个老板的门口。
Okay, and the chief of that company was standing in front of my boss.
他们两个在讲话。
And they were conversating.
我就听到我那个老板他怎么讲呢? 他说 Timothy 什么都不懂啊。
And then my boss told the chief, Timothy doesn't know anything.
但是弟兄姊妹, 当我们藏身在主的里面,
However, brother, sister, when we hide in his life,
我记得很清楚那一天真的是何等的感谢主。
And I clearly remember how thankful I was that day.
他讲了好多话, 我发现说没有一句真的讲到我的里面。
He talked a lot of bad things behind me, but I feel like nothing has penetrated through.
虽然我想说我不过是帮你在做事情啊。
Even though I was thinking I was only helping you,
但是他好像把我当成一个竞争的对手一样。
And he kind of like regarding me as his competitor.
弟兄姊妹, 当我们住在主的里面,
Brother, sister, when we hide in his presence,
这些话并没有真正的落在我们的身上。
And these words are not actually offending us.
这些话落在主的身上。
However, instead, those words are on God.
是我们的主亲身来为我们担负。
God has personally come to bear all these words.
如果照着我们天然人来讲, 我也可以非常的痛苦, 非常的受伤。
By our natural lives, we might be hurt and we might be offended.
但是住在主的里面,
but however, come to the presence of the Lord.
我记得那一段时间真的是, 虽然有好多好多这样类似的情形, 但是呢, 里面充满了喜乐。
During that stage of work, I've encountered so many similar situations. However, I was full of joy.
主把我们藏身在他的里面。
Because God has hid us under his wings.
有多少时候我们的痛苦,
many times our difficulties, our trials,
是因为我们天然生命来反映所有思维的事情。
The natural reaction from us in response to the surroundings.
当我们用主的生命来反应,
However, if we use the life of Christ to respond,
当我们住在主的生命的里面,
and to hide in his life,
主他用他翅膀在这里来遮盖我们,
and he will cover us under his wings.
这些话并没有真正落在我们的身上,
and these words will no longer offend us.
时候到了, 你发现说, 神做了非常奇妙的事情。
When time comes, you will say, Lord has done a great thing.
他把整个环境一下子能够改变,
and he has altered and manipulated the situation around me.
他能够借着人在这个环境里面, 他来掌权,
and through men, he is taking his authority.
但是关键是什么?
But what is the key here?
我们住在主的里面。
The key is that we come to dwell in his residence.
我们藏身在主的里面。
And we hide our life in him.
当我们说摸我们的就是摸主眼中的同人啊,
when we say that whoever touches us touches the apple of his eye.
什么时候我们若靠着自己在那里反应,
so if any time we are responding with our natural lives,
我们在那里 fight, 在那里挣扎征战,
we are struggling and we are fighting,
你说摸我们的，不是摸主眼中的同人，主那里好像没什么反应呢。
And then, whenever we get touched, and we'll say there's no response out of God.
但是我们住在主的生命里面。
However, when we hide in His life,
让主的生命出来反应。
Let the life of Christ come out to respond.
其实对我们来讲，真的是一个非常真实的保护。
And it is a visible protection.
有人打你的右脸。
When someone strike your right cheek,
连左脸也转过来由他打。
Turn your left to him.
当我们有一点点经历的时候，
When we have a little bit of experience,
我们说这是主对我们一个这么宝贵的一个保护啊。
I know that how precious that he has protected us.
当仇敌四围起来兴起要攻击的时候，
When the enemies surges to attack us.
弟兄姊妹，这一些生命都是我们一个极宝贵的保护。
And we know all these lives are our protections.
我们的心要感谢主。
And we should, our heart should give thanks.
他带我们住在他的爱里面。
And he bring us to live in his love.
住在他的话里面。
To live under his word.
我们住在帐幕的里面。
To live under his tent.
我们住在至高者的隐秘处。
We dwell under We dwell in the shadow of Most High.
我们住在耶稣基督他那宝贵的生命的里面。
We're dwelling in the under the life of Christ Jesus.
巴不得这些日子我们彼此勉励，更多的来享受主他自己。
We hope that we can encourage each other and to enjoy His blessing more.
我们来唱诗歌360首。
Let's sing.
藏身主里。
360.
在忧伤、痛苦、危险、四围之时，我要飞至更高磐石得安息。虽然常跌倒软弱，我仍属你，你是永久磐石，我藏身主里。请我们一起来唱。
Let's sing together.
在忧伤、痛苦危险之